You're listening to The Matt and Pat Show.
I'm Pat. He's Matt. And together, we're The Matt and Pat Show.
Welcome to The Matt and Pat Show.
Hey. I was all, hey.
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 Hello.
Let's do Fonzie. Hey.
I'm not jumping a shark. Would you jump a real shark?
A shark?
Yeah, jumping the shark.
What is that?
You never heard that phrase, jumping the shark?
Nope.
Oh, well, I will enlighten you.
Oh, please enlighten our listeners.
I will enlighten our listeners.
Is that like Muff Diver?
That's different. It's different.
Okay.
No, okay, so Happy Days, right? The character that Fonz...
Sunday, the Monday,
TV
Happy Days.
The show that Fonz was an integral part of.
Do you know that Henry Winkler will get mad at you if you call him the Fonz? If you meet the man in person, do not say, hey, Fonz, because he's heard it for the last 40 or 50 years.
You know, but
he's over it.
But that's the thing, though. That's his character persona.
I hear you. I almost spilled my soda.
I mean, that's like if someone walked up to me and said, hey, you're Pat.
Yeah. You're right.
And I said, well, that'd be like, oh, no, I'm Patrick.
Yeah. Well, people recognize people by the character, right? So,
well, I talk about, well, going back to novellas and soap operas, the oftentimes actors or actresses play a particular role,
yes,
in a novella or soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
The studio would receive mail addressed to the particular character.
Oh, interesting.
Talking about how, I'm so sorry about, you know, the
loss of your mother.
Loss of your mother who passed away.
That's funny.
And my mother passed away as well, and I know I can empathize or sympathize and whatnot.
Those are written by Bishop, because that's how out of time they are.
Well, just out of touch. But anyway, jumping the shark. Okay, so you have Happy Days going along very happily.
Okay.
And then over time, the series isn't as popular.
Right.
So the numbers are dwindling.
Okay.
So the executive slot, well, we're going to have to do something really grand to make a big impact.
Okay.
To really shake things up and make it so the viewers are, you know, make people talk about the show.
Sure.
And so...
Unlike this
Fonzie,
show.
Fonzie, they had it where Fonzie had to jump over
that's
a shark.
Was it a I thought he jumped a bus or something.
No, well, I'm sure he did jump a bus at one
point. I remember
point,
it was in front of the restaurant, right?
Well, it was
in the parking lot or something. Or?
He was out, you know, water skiing, and he took a dare. It's like, I bet you couldn't jump over the shark over there, and then that, you know,
interesting.
They would cycle in, you know, footage of a shark swimming.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right,
sure. Of course.
And then you know, Fonzie's like, well, of course I'll do it because I'm the Fonz, and everyone's like, oh, Fonzie can't do it; it's so dangerous. And you know, and then he does it.
He
does it, and the phrase "jumping the shark" came into play.
Ah, interesting.
To show, you know, you're doing something really lame now, right? The show's gotten to the point where it's
Fonzie in the ocean.
You're doing something so ridiculously
jumping a
lame
shark, right,
that it just shows the sad sorrow plight of, you know, whatever the show or TV or whatever happens. They're like, man, you're jumping the shark.
So Matt and Pat jumped the shark about a year and a half ago.
Well, we did. We jumped a killer whale
when we started the show.
We jumped a sperm whale.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody.
Biggest whale there is.
Happy Friday.
Beluga whale.
You've got your dole.
Is there a beluga whale? This sounds cool. Beluga whale.
I think there is. I believe there is a beluga whale.
Beluga whale.
Eat your dole.
You know what? When I was a kid, speaking of moms, I went out with my mom down to San Pedro for whale watching.
Okay.
And we saw whales. It was really awesome. They were really active. I mean, we saw they came up and they did a backflip.
Wow!
I remember even the captain of the ship who was giving the tour.
Mm-hmm.
He was really. He's like, wow. He's like, I haven't seen them do this in quite a long time. Because normally,
cool,
you know, you just kind of see them.
You see them swimming.
They swim up and down, and
right,
you know, they're catching their
breath.
They're
not very
so
playful or whatever.
Oh, they're doing their. Their normal swimming, if you will.
Right.
But no, these couple were, I mean, they were coming out of the water just doing backflips. Well, not backflips, but, you know, like back, you know, like back lurches. Back,
I saw a beluga whale do a backflip.
Jumping the shark. No, but it was so impressive. It was really cool.
That's very cool.
So.
Well, I want to say hello to our friends.
Our one and only friend in the world.
Great. No, no, the awesome Greens Plus company.
Oh, that, yeah.
You got a hold of.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I did earlier. The other day.
They followed us on Twitter. Thank you very much. Very cool.
What I did the other day, they had a.
Greens. What is it?
Greensplus.com.
Greensplus.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ordered my green bars.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they had a recipe online that you could eat, a little recipe book, a little PDF. So I downloaded that.
From Greens Plus.
From Greens Plus. So
that's cool.
For, you know, like chia seeds recipes.
Wow.
And so downloaded that. And actually I sent it off to a couple friends because I know they're big into, you know, cooking and making yummy stuff. So I thought, oh, so I sent that off to a couple friends. But then I got an email saying like, hey, here's, you know, like if you want to order some chia seeds products, here's a discount.
Very nice.
So I was like, well, that's cool. So I called up and I actually talked to the same nice lady when I ordered my Greens Plus bars.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to her again. She remembered me, right? She's like, oh, I talked to you the other day. And I'm like, hello. It is I.
Hello, it is I.
Hello, it is I.
Oh, my goodness.
So we had a good, you know, we had a little chit-chat.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
And I ordered my chia seeds, which I can put, well, I'm going to put them in. I make my pumpkin. My little pumpkin pie.
Oh, pumpkin pie. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to pop them in there.
Said, I'm going to make a pumpkin.
Well,
I'm
like, you know,
you're going to make an actual pumpkin pie? You're going to grow a pumpkin
in the
back?
I'll make it appear before us. Well, we're coming up to October pretty soon.
Rawr!
Oh, there he is. There's a dragon.
There's the big dragon.
I went down to San Pedro and I saw a dragon swimming in the water. No, that would be scary if I did. He's a black dragon.
I gotta wash him. He's dirty.
He's a
dirty dragon.
Those are the best
dusty,
type.
Dusty dragon.
Oh, dusty as opposed to dirty. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you mentioned October because I was just talking to my daughter about that earlier. I'm cleaning up the apartment here today, and then I found my little sound system that I use for Halloween time.
Oh, yes.
It has a little speaker on it, but it's got built-in different like music and stuff like that. And what's cool about it is that it has three electrical outlets, 110 outlets on one side and three on the other side, and you plug in lights into it. And it,
a little Halloween disco going.
Well, what it does is it turns light, whatever you plug it in, turns them on and off based on the what's playing.
So it's almost like the Christmas lights.
Kind of to a certain extent. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I always plug in a little, like, a haunted lantern or this or that, and you have, like, you know, you play one song in there, and it'll be, like, a Monster Mash or something, right? The old school fun, you know, kid stuff. Monster Mash, Monster Mash. And then you've got, you know, little pumpkin lights flashing on and off in the apartment. It's really fun. It's kind of cool. So,
do you remember, okay, this is years and years and years. This is, like, 1978. and they had Winchell's Donuts.
Okay.
And they put out a little plastic LP. And it was like I found it on YouTube.
Okay.
So you can listen to it on YouTube, but it's a whole little like Halloween story.
Really?
And then, you know, of course it ties into Winchell Donuts, with donuts.
Right, of course.
But I just remember as a little kid going into Winchell's and they would give it to you I believe for free, in fact. You didn't even have to purchase any donuts.
I remember
you would just have to ask for it.
I remember the little 45s that you used to get in certain magazines and stuff that were flimsy.
Yeah, well, it's the same type of thing. They're like flimsy little 45s.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it'd be stapled in. It'd be square.
Yes.
But you could still play it because it's within the...
And yeah. I remember as a kid, I thought that was the coolest thing. I remember listening to it on my LP.
Wow, that's cool.
At home.
That's very cool.
So, and I found it, you know, years later, I, you know, had one of those like, oh, remember when moments.
Uh-huh, right. You're like,
and
I remember. Yeah.
And I went on YouTube and I found it. I'm like, wow, it brought back a lot of memories.
That's cool. That's very cool. Yeah. So, I was talking to her about that today because she's been wanting to do a Princess Leia costume for 501st Trooping.
Oh, no. So, oh, no.
Well,
I'm already thinking of, like, Slave Leia.
No.
I'm trying to be good here.
Yeah. No, it's so
that's
she wanted
about
to,
what?
She's got the – long
8 years.
Long time
it's only
now.
About – let's see.
No, about 45, 50.
Yeah. It says the father.
Yeah, when I'm dead and in my grave and I don't have to deal with that.
Oh, it's, you're going to be dealing with it in about maybe 8 years, dude.
Yeah, I don't think so. So anyways, no, she wanted to do it. And the reason why she originally said, I want to do Princess Leia, Has nothing to do with Princess Leia at all. It's just because the first two costumes she's done, which was the Jawa and the Gonk, which she's gone and tooped with me before. You know, they're very hot, and they got they yes. covered the face and everything like that, and she starts to sweat and stuff. So we got fans going, but it still doesn't help. So, you know, Leia's a face character. So, and it's cute with the, you know, the kids come along. So we'll probably, now it's Halloween time.
It'll be the New Hope.
Probably, yeah.
White uh-huh. dress?
Yeah, the white ceremonial type of dress,
that's
right.
That's cool.
So probably next week or something like that.
I need to dress up this Halloween.
I'll go down to the Halloween club. That's down the
freeway. Oh, that's one by Disneyland, or on the way to Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, they actually moved. They moved last year. We went to the old place, and there was just the building was empty, and there was literally one employee.
That's spooky.
There was one employee sitting out by the road. Now, this road parallels the freeway.
Right. That's why I was like, oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It parallels the freeway, but he's just sitting out there all by him lonesome with an umbrella over his head. And his one job is to simply tell people who come
to
the old store.
Where the new store.
Where the new store is. And I'm like, and it's a desolate road, right? So I'm like, wow, man. I mean, it's an easy job, but how boring would that be just to sit out
there?
Well,
you listen to us. You listen to the Matt and Pat show.
There you go.
And really be bored.
And it was really funny because he's like, you know, it was one of those turn here, turn left, go right, go up, turn left. And I was like,
more confusing. Now, okay, was it a larger? Well, I remember that building originally was a large building.
The new building is pretty large itself, but what I did notice is that they did a way better job in organizing the costumes.
Interesting.
Okay. Before, you used to have these, you know, long aisles, but they were separated. They were very close together, and it was very hard to find kind of if you were looking for something specific. They've done a much better job at that. And they put in a changing area. So you can actually go in and try the costumes on now.
Where before you couldn't?
Before you couldn't. So you can take in, I think, two maximum costumes or something like that. So, you know, and it's coming up. I mean, again, it's coming up to Halloween. And for like – it's funny. When I was talking to our former GML, Daryl, who's the guy who approves the costumes for our garrison, he had told me that Halloween time is always the busiest for when we get new people coming in.
Because of all the costumes. The whole aspect of the costumes.
Of the costume. And I have to admit, and I don't know if I've told many people this story about how I actually got interested in the 501st. But it turned – I was aware of what the 501st, who they were and what they did. But the way I came about it was I was looking for a screen-accurate costume. And again, for Halloween.
There you go.
And, you know, I went through many reviews and this and that and how, you know, how to dress like a stormtrooper and all that kind of stuff. And that.
What was the outfit that you wanted to wear? It wasn't a trooper outfit.
Well, no,
it?
What was really funny was I had years ago, maybe like 5 years ago, I bought, you know, a crappy Halloween Darth Vader, right? And I still got the little helmet out there. It's that stupid little plastic one. It's fun to keep around and the kid likes to put it on. But I've got the box is actually right over there. That's my Halloween Darth Vader costume. And, you know, it's the all those parts are made out of rubber, and it's just dumb, right? But I hadn't worn that in many years, and so 2 years ago, I said, oh, I'll wear that. And then we were at Disneyland, and my daughter saw the Clone Trooper kids costume at Star Trader, at the gift shop for Star Tours. And she's like, I want that for Halloween. Okay, so I bought it for her, okay. And then I came back home, I'm like, well, she's going to be a clone. I don't want to be a Darth Vader.
I want to be a clone as well.
Or a stormtrooper. I actually said I want to be a stormtrooper. So I'm like, okay, let me look up stormtrooper costumes. And you see these really cheesy costumes, and I'm like, that looks horrible. I'm not wearing that. And then I found the deluxe version, which is like twice as much. So like for this $40 for a costume is like $80. And, you know, it's got foam pads and stuff. And you're like, well, that looks better. That looks doable, I guess. And then I looked up a review of it on YouTube, and I'm glad I did, because the guy's like, well, here's, I bought the stormtrooper costume, and he's showing it to you, and then he turns it around, and on the back it's just like a hospital gown, right? It's just like,
so it's just a whole front,
it's just stuff in the front, there's nothing in the back. He's like, this would be great if people only see you in the front. That was his review. But if once you turn around, they're gonna, who is that? I don't know what that is, right? Just it looks dumb. So if you're going to a Halloween party with your friends or whatever,
the whole part.
Well, that was the thing. I wanted. So I started to look more accurate stormtrooper costumes, and that led me to FISD, the WhiteArmor.net, which then led me to 501st. And I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna, you know, get a kit and I'm going to try and do it. I'm going to join these guys. And that's kind of what...
And the rest is history. The
rest is history.
There's no jumping the shark there.
And you know, I went through the ranks so quickly in this whole group. I mean, I'm part of so many different aspects of it, you know? It's been a roller coaster ride of emotional fun.
Well, you have been able to meet a whole host of new people.
Oh, Lord. Thousands. Right? Thousands of new people.
You know, I mean, just it really has opened up a vista.
Yeah. So, going back to Halloween and stuff, it's like, you know, Daryl said Halloween's always the most, you know, busiest time. And that's my join date was October 12th, 2011. So I literally became a member. I mean, I'd been working on the costume since, say, July. So it took about 2-3 months. But that was the date that I actually joined. So my official date was literally 2 weeks for Halloween. And then for Halloween, I wore my 501st costume, right?
That's really cool.
And everyone was like...
And that was at your mom's house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I basically turned my mom's house into a kind of a quasi-recruiting center for the Imperial Empire. You know, and I had pictures I'd printed up, said Darth Vader wants you, you know, for the Empire and stuff. It was fun. So my daughter wore her little clone costume, Halloween costume, and I wore my stormtrooper. And people, like, it was surreal. Like, hey, wow, that looks amazing. Can I take a picture with you? Blah, 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 you know? And I was like, okay, sure. Why not?
And later on, you had the whole experience of when you do your charity events, just the momentous aspect of how many people want pictures taken.
Yeah. So that's a lot of fun. That's always been a lot of fun. But, yeah, Halloween is... I've always loved Halloween. That's one of my favorite holidays. Halloween and Christmas are my two favorite holidays of the whole year.
I remember one Halloween, I was up. I wasn't playing WoW. I was chatting. I was in like a chat room just chatting to people.
Okay.
And I heard this crash.
Okay.
And it was about 1:30 at night.
Okay.
I mean, I was up late. I was up late, couldn't sleep. I heard this crash.
A crash.
And I thought, all right, I'm going to go check it out.
Okay.
Go outside. I look around, don't see anything. I go walk over to my car. Back window's shattered.
Oh.
And I'm like, really? And I look in. Someone threw a pumpkin. Like, they threw a, you know, they're driving in a car.
Oh.
And you know, picked up one of the, you know, now defunct pumpkins.
Right.
And they were throwing them. And so I looked up the street and there's like, you know, pumpkins splattered all over the place, right? They're throwing multiple pumpkins.
Right.
And then they threw it and it hit my window.
Right.
And the pumpkin went inside the car.
Oh.
And I was like, you.
Yeah. Tools.
Horrible.
Horrible people.
Hobblegoblins.
Yeah. Hobblegoblins. Yeah.
Horrible hobblegoblins.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one thing. What am I going to do now? Clean up the car? No, just wait for the morning.
Right.
So, you know, next morning, woke up, went out, vacuum cleaner. Fortunately, there was no real goo.
Oh, that's good.
There's no pumpkin goo.
It was just the pieces.
It was just the, well, because it was nicely carved out. Whatever pumpkin, whoever carved that pumpkin, thank you. They did a very nice job.
Right, because they took all the seeds out, right.
But it was just glass and pumpkin.
And pumpkin parts.
Cleaned it all up, and then I had to get, you know.
New windshield. Right.
But I was like, really?
I saw a Mythbusters once where they were testing whether or not if someone was driving down the road and they say, for example, they're like drinking like a slushy, right? Like a from 7-Eleven, like a icy or whatever like this. And they're like, oh, I don't want this anymore. And they throw it out the window. If they threw it out the window, would there be enough momentum from the car traveling to cause damage? And it's the same. That's exactly
what it is. Well, it's the velocity of it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because the cup is trapped.
It's the mass.
It was the mass of the object.
The velocity of it.
And it was also the momentum of the car. You know, the cup's traveling the same speed as the car. So when it leaves the window, it's going the same speed as the car. And, yeah, they determined, like, you know.
It
could cause a crack in a window, that sort of thing. Like, if it was a thrown in an oncoming car also hit it. Like a soda cans, if someone had like a, you know, a full soda can.
They threw not a full pumpkin, but they threw a regular size pumpkin that's carved.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever did that.
Well, you want to talk about that. Did I show you the video of one of our garrison members that got pushed over?
Oh, yes.
You know?
He's sitting there taking pictures.
Yeah, well, what it was is he was standing there and...
teenagers.
And I know the guy. And one kid was stood next to him. So it's like, hey, can I take your picture?
And the other guy came up behind.
Well, there's three guys.
Right.
Three guys. There's one guy that's taking the picture. There's a guy there that says, oh, I want to take your picture.
And then the guy behind.
And then there's a guy that kneeled behind him. And then the guy that said, hey, I want to take your picture, he actually got in front and pushed him. And, he went back, and then he fell.
But he was able to kind of catch himself.
Well, there was
thankfully.
A wall there, and he caught himself. So, yeah. So, but, you know, it's the same sort of thing. It's just, you know, dumb kids.
Well, that's, right? It goes back to the same thing. The brain is not fully formed. It really isn't.
Well, it also depends how old the kids are.
Well, I think
if the kids are 16 or 17, then it's also upbringing, I think.
Well, there's also it's those both factors combined. Upbringing and also just your brain isn't fully functional.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's why, for example, teenagers take more risks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they're not fully aware or cognitive of the fact of what real dangers can potentially happen or the ramifications of what their actions are.
Yes. Well, really.
I mean, that's the same thing. You know, they post pictures on put it on Facebook and then it haunts them potentially.
Well, these kids posted their
video. But that's just mean, right? That's just mean.
Well, that's just being that's just malice. And, you know, they posted their video on YouTube, so it's like, oh, they wanted to get, attention, right? They wanted people to think, aha, look what you guys are awesome. Look
that's
what you
so
did.
Clever.
You pushed over the
that's
nerd
so funny.
Or whatever. Haha, la, 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 la. And then it's like, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, in the Legion, we have over 6,000 members. And you mess with one of us, then you're going to mess with 6,000 people.
Oh yeah, well
that are involved in all forms of
and that's not even to say
occupation.
Well, but it's interesting though is I remember looking through the comments, and there were comments of individuals that were not within the Legion, and how they were so upset.
Oh, certain. Because
they were like, listen,
certainly.
This guy's don't you guys realize he's there for charity?
Right.
He's not doing this to get paid, and you guys are a bunch of jerkoids.
Yeah, a bunch of jerks.
So, unfortunately, there are people like that in the world.
Right.
What do you do?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So he's pressing charges.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And he's talked to the police department and stuff. So that's
nice.
That's an ongoing thing.
I like that.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And he said, listen, yeah, I mean, and like I said, this guy, he's an ex, army or, military guy, so he served our country. And again, it's going back to talking with Chad, Mishad.
Just respect.
Respect the vets and stuff. And
regardless, if the person isn't a vet, just basic respect.
Right, but again, these kids don't know that hey, you've got a war vet in this costume. They just it's a nerd, right? That's the mentality, right? It's the stereotypical. Oh, look at the nerd dressing up in the costume. But you're like, it's very possible that some people. I don't know this particular person in particular. I've met him a couple times. Great guy, very, very nice guy to troop with. But there's some people that do, cosplay or other types of costume events, as a release, right? As a way to help cope or whatever with stuff that they may have experienced, in war.
And then that was a button that just was pushed.
Well, that's a thing, right? Yeah.
And go Jackie Chan on them.
So, the minute that happened, you started to see posts go up. On our local forums, on the Legion forums, and everyone's like, we have people from all types of occupations, all types of, race, creed, orientation,
it's
whatever.
It's all about doing good for others.
Well, my point is that you suddenly had police officers saying, well, here's the code they just violated. You've got lawyers going, well, here's your legal options.
Wow, nice.
I mean, like I said, everyone's back. Everyone's, got the guy's back, right? So it was really interesting to say, yeah, well, these guys just messed with the wrong club. Right?
Well, I mean, and hopefully they will learn from it and realize, that was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, and that's really the point.
And it really was inappropriate.
Yes.
And you know what? I really am sorry for that.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too is also just to say
that's the best case scenario.
You're right. And the other thing too is just to not to say set a precedent, but we want to show that this type of behavior is not acceptable.
Does this mean we have to apologize for having the Matt and Pat show?
Oh, why do you say don't listen?
Well, we're very upfront with it.
I mean, I was straight up.
Yeah,
I mean, we can't be sued for liable because
no.
tell people in the very beginning don't listen.
That is our motto.
So if they
all right. So I apologize for nothing.
So if you do. time. If you do listen, you do so at your own risk.
No apologies here.
Well, why don't we take a quick break and we'll come back with some more.
I already ate all my Dole.
You finished your Dole.
I finished
it in the first half of the show.
I did. It was all like gobble, gobble, gobble.
It's good stuff. Now you got to.
Now I'm thinking of turkeys and Thanksgiving.
Now you got to bring some green bars.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
You know what? Well, I ordered some.
Yes.
And it's going to arrive soon.
So when they do, you got to bring those and eat those.
I'll have one
on the
show.
You can have your Dole in the first half of the show and your green bars on the second half of the show.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Okay. Hello.
How are you? I just got a package in the mail.
You did. What's within it?
This is a light for my car. I'm going to open it up. Why not?
Did you know? Okay, while you open that up, I'll tell you something I learned. Because I wrote a review about the Wolverine movie.
Yes.
Finally.
Yes.
Right after we saw it.
And I think our friend Mark Edwards said he said he liked it. He liked it.
And I had a couple of my old...
Was that on your PM packs?
Yes. It was originally on my personal blog. And then I'm going to move it over to my movie blog. Well, it's already on my movie blog. I just have to fix my movie blog.
What is the URL for that one?
For the movie blog?
Yes.
It's...
Patrick's
Movie
Reviews. So patricksmoviereviews.com.
Well, we'll put a link up.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, okay, so I was looking around just for some basic Wolverine lore.
Okay.
Before I wrote the article.
Okay.
And I came across, because it talked about...
I feel like I'm opening Lee's, care package he had sent us.
I'm almost done with all my hot sauces that he sent. I still have Slap Your Mama.
Slap Your Mama.
I still have that.
The spices. Lee, you need to open up. Seriously. I mean, if the ice cream thing isn't working out,
whatever. The ice cream's doing okay.
MJ, oh, it is.
It's doing okay. Well, he just. I mean, the thing is, though.
Well, we haven't mentioned him in a while.
No,
MJ's Ice Cream and Treats.
Go
on Facebook.
He has Facebook there,
and we have a link to it on our show.
We have a link.
Yeah.
No, it's doing okay. The thing is, it's only one business. The way that you're going to make more money is if you have more than one, right?
That's what I'm saying. You should open up a little spice shop.
He should open up a ice cream store.
Sell gumbo
here in LA, and we could just do a live show every week from there. Just sit there and eat his ice cream.
That was an awesome thing that he sent us.
Oh, that meant a lot to me.
Yeah, that was very cool. So. Cool. There's my new...
Oh, I like that.
There's a new light for the thing.
Johnny Five is alive.
Yes. Oh, speaking of that, you're talking about movie reviews. The guy who played the Indian character...
oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. You know, I don't know the name of the actor, but I know
Oh, girly. You know, he was... he really got a lot of gruff for his portrayal of that character. But I think it was... Was it... It was some tabloid company, I don't know who it was, did an interview with him recently, really short, and said that there is a very big possibility that they would be doing a reboot of Short
Circuit.
Well,
they've rebooted everything.
Everything else, why not?
Why not?
I still like Short Circuit.
I like that movie. Okay. It was cool. Oh, wait. I have to go back to my Wolverine thing.
Okay.
Before I lose that thought, which isn't that great of a thought anyway, but... But so I was doing some research on Wolverine because it talked about how his involvement with just, you know, different women. Because Wolverine is a lover.
Yes.
Well, one of the ladies that he was involved with, I say involved with quotation marks, involved with.
Okay.
Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl?
Yeah.
What?
Squirrel Girl.
Wait.
How hot is that?
A wolf and a squirrel, huh?
Well... It's all natural. She likes nuts, right? She has a thing for nuts.
Okay.
But no, it's Marvel character, Squirrel Girl.
Okay.
And she, I mean, I looked at her stats, so to speak. She has hyper agility, super strength. She has
a
big fluffy tail.
It sounds like a cosplay.
Well, but she's a real. She really is a superhero.
Created by Stan Lee, or
well, I mean, it's within his. Well, someone else. It's within the Stan Lee Marvel universe, right? And she's able to communicate with squirrels.
Squirrel Girl.
Yeah, Squirrel Girl. I mean, I'm not making this up. And it was one of Wolverine's love interests.
Wow.
You know, and they had a picture of her. Well, they have different, you know, different images of her, right, that artists have created. You're going to look it up right now, huh? I would date Squirrel Girl. Freaking hot.
That's funny.
The big bushy tail?
Squirrel Girl.
So you're going to look her up right now?
No, I'm going to send it to Mark.
Oh, okay. No, I sent him a text about it.
Oh, he's just sent us a text and said, for your show, and there's a YouTube link. Oh, let's see what
dare
this is.
You, dare you check it out?
I'm going to click. Sure, I'm going to click right. It. Yeah, of course.
There's no, we have no fear here on the show.
This is
fearless.
Okay, you know what he sent us?
What is this?
This is funny. So anyone who's listening, Mark sent me a text earlier that I could not understand.
He was our caller number 8.
He was caller number 7.
Caller number
7 this week.
Oh, he's seven this week. Well, he's 8 before, and he won the Dole Pineapple.
But he sent this text. I couldn't figure out exactly what it was says, and some of it I'll chalk it up to iPhone's autocorrect because it changes words around and then nothing makes sense. So I replied back, sorry, I ran this through the Conan the Barbarian translator, but it came up with nothing.
He's a big Conan fan.
He loves Conan. So then he sent us a link to a YouTube video, and it says, Conan, what is best in life? I'm going to play it right now.
Oh, I know what this is.
You know what this is?
I have a feeling I know what this is.
Let's see what this – I don't know what
this is. I think I know what this is.
My fear is that my sons will never understand me. How? Daye, we won again. This is good. But what is best in life?
The open step. Free thorns. Falcons at your wrist. The wind in your hair.
Wrong! Conan! What is best in life?
To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
Yeah, I had a feeling that's what it was. Lamentations of the women. Squirrel Girl wouldn't lament.
Yeah, well, that's the thing,
she's
right?
She's happy. She climbed up a tree with her bushy tail.
Oh, hang out. That's funny.
You know, I wonder how big of a hole she creates when she has to, you know, put the nuts in a little secret hiding place. I mean, because she's humanoid, right? I mean, she's a full-on, you know, like, I don't know how tall she is, probably 5'5", 5'6", right? Big old hole in the ground. Hide the nuts. You're like crying over there. No, I'm like seriously thinking about this. Like,
I know that, you are.
You know,
that's what's sad about it is I know you are.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. I'm all Squirrel Girl. I'm gonna see if I can find some Squirrel Girl comics to buy.
I just found 25 great Conan the Barbarian quotes.
Are you gonna play another quote? Let's hear another quote.
Here, hang on. Let's see here.
Conan, I have heard of you.
Conan, what is best in life?
Oh, it's same one.
Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of the women.
That is good.
I think we made the merchant angry.
Are you surprised?
But we didn't steal everything yet.
We didn't have time. Can you believe that? Huh? Can you believe...
Oh, he hit the camel.
He punched the camel.
I remember that. No camel was really hurt, though.
You're too big to be a thief.
A wizard.
It frightens you. You're afraid of magic. And you will have to deal with it.
What good is a sword against sorcery? Does it always smell like this? How did the wind ever get in here?
Why aren't they trying to kill us?
Maybe you want to capture us. And torture us to death.
We're gonna have to watch these movies again.
I am evil. You're a slut.
You're a slut? Is that what he said?
Yeah, they're all sluts.
You're a slut.
Do flowers grow around here? Flowers?
I think he's drunk.
He's just laughing at the desert. Oh, yeah. He's tied up outside.
Yeah, he's being tortured or
the birds
psychologically jacked up.
Enough talk. Wait. Hold on. If you're going to learn how to fight, then learn with a real weapon. Not with a toothpick.
Oh, that's Grace Jones.
Yes.
From laps into four wins.
I swear that if Conan will let me ride with him, I will give my life for him.
We shall see.
Will Chamberlain was in the movie.
Yes, in the second Conan the Destroyer.
You killed my father, you killed my people!
And he had
you
six fingers.
My father's sword.
There's J. Merrill Jones.
Yep.
This woman over there?
She's Squirrel Girl.
Really?
Zula.
There he is like her.
Zula's Squirrel Girl. That's she funny.
Look like her. But she has the same spirit. The same strength.
And she's a warrior too?
A great warrior. A great woman. Kron. I've never prayed to you before. I have no tongue for it.
He has no time for the Matt and Pat show.
I've never prayed. No, I'm crazy. I don't have the time for it.
Died. No. All that matters is that two stood against many. That's what's important.
Oh, I want to do that costume.
That is cool costume. To hell with you.
Then the hell with you.
Hey, I know my Conan.
Don't listen. The hell with you.
Yeah. That should be our new motto.
Excuse me. I must get up now.
All right, I must top that.
Well, supposedly, he's talking about Schwarzenegger and Conan. Supposedly, there are rumors that they may do another Conan movie with Arnold playing an older Conan at the end of his life, so to speak.
Oh, interesting.
That so he's going to go out in a blaze of glory.
He's had a whole lifetime. He's had his throne for the whole life that he did. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
And so you're going to have this older Conan who's lived this life.
That'd be cool.
I would definitely see that.
I would see that one.
You know, there's a Conan reference in WoW. Is there? The Badlands.
Okay.
In the Badlands.
Yes.
If you go to the Badlands, there's an area where there's a cave.
Okay.
You go into the cave, you go all the way down, and within the cave is a throne, or, you know, it's a large chair, throne, if you will. And the way it looks is similar to what was portrayed at the end of the original Conan movie with Schwarzenegger.
Really?
And it's as if, you know, Conan has died on the throne after all these years.
Really?
So
wow.
If you saw the movie or know the movie, and if you walked in there, you would get the reference.
That's cool.
Little Easter egg.
That's cool.
We should definitely watch some Conan.
Dun, 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 dun.
They're great. I mean, dun, dun, dun. The first one was awesome.
Oh, yeah. I liked them. Yeah, it was, yeah. And I like Mark's statue, too. Despite other tools saying it's a bad statue.
Well, it's interesting because Mark has a very cool and I would say probably expensive Conan art piece.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's Conan, and he has
the girl over his shoulder.
He has a girl over his shoulder,
and he's like running, like he's a running pose.
Like, you know, like there's danger ahead.
Danger, and he's got her, and he's taking her to safety, right?
You know, or mm-hmm. whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. He mentioned how one of his friends thought that it was just inappropriate, I guess, dare say, immoral, or whatnot.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
And I just thought, you know. He's a literary character. Literary figure for one.
Right.
And I don't know. I just took issue with the fact if someone would be would be morally, they'd have an issue with it.
Right. Yeah. There's no, for a freaking statue. I mean, come on. Right.
That should be like a duck advice. If you have a Conan statue, get over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, the same thing. Like, for example, I play, as a gamer, I play D&D.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been some to say, like, oh, Dungeons & Dragons
is an evil, satanic cult.
A horrible, immoral game.
Yeah.
And as one who is a, I would say, a practicing Catholic, because to the
certainly
Trinitine Mass.
Yes.
Pray my rosary, my other little prayers.
That's right.
Try to be faithful.
It's just a role-playing
game. To the
very
tenets of the faith.
It's an RPG. It's a role-playing game. You play a role and you...
It's a lot of fun. Get together with my friends.
Yep.
And what's interesting, it really teaches... Talk about cognitive awareness.
Yes.
It's problem-solving.
It is problem-solving.
It's the same thing that we talked about in the for the WoW news.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about questing.
Yes.
And... There are certain situations, and you have to think of how do I react and what do I do in the situation.
That's right.
Cognitive awareness.
That's right. I'm stuck in a hole. What do I do? Do I just sit there in the hole all day, or do I look around and see if there's something that will help me, something I can grab onto, or an item I can find, or, you know,
or even
a loose brick.
Or even just dealing with the non-player characters,
mm-hmm.
right?
Are you scared or whatever? You know, I
need a certain piece of information. How am I going to approach this character that has it?
That's right.
Right? Am I try to bribe him? Try to you know, attack him? Try uh-huh. to be friendly? Or, I mean, you know, that's the nature of role playing. You can take on various aspects of a persona and run with it.
Of course, some games you're always going to say it wrong.
Oh, well, that's, you know, based upon the particular game master and his
yes.
own foibles, if you will.
And that's, you know, I just thought about that. It's interesting because, you know, you can have someone who's never played the game before, and just depending on who the DM or the GM is.
What type of experience they're going to have.
And whether or not they're ever going to do it again.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Like, it's interesting because...
why am I doing that with this?
I don't know.
Playing with the scissors.
Just don't run with them.
There was a...
Remember the game, running with scissors?
No, that was the company.
Yeah. And they put out the game Postal?
I still have it.
I have it... do I have the disc? I have it somewhere. There is a game, for our listeners that may not be aware of, on the Mac. And it was put out by a company called Running with Scissors. I don't even know if they're around anymore.
No, not at all.
But they put out this game called Postal. And within the game, the whole point of it is just to wipe out as many... individuals.
It was like an early
Grand Theft Auto.
Kind of, yeah.
But only there are no cars. You just walked around. You just literally took people out.
Yes.
And it actually had I remember buying it. Matt's looking for the disc. You hear that sound in the background.
How much stuff behind
here. And you literally. I mean, it was a violent, horrible, atrocious game. And I remember I bought it.
I have it.
And I played it, and I just remember playing it going like, wow, this really is a horrible game.
Okay, that's not the one. Got so many of these.
Oh, look at all that stuff. I still want to play Command & Conquer.
I think I still have that.
Well, you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to, partition my drive.
Yeah, you're going to have to do boot camp.
And use boot camp, and so I can play my Warcraft 2 and 3 and Command & Conquer. Here, should we take a break?
No.
Or just keep rolling with it?
All right, keep
rolling. Anyway.
It'll be the Pat Show for a minute.
It'll be the Pat Show for a moment. Welcome to the Pat Show.
I'm doing a completely useless thing. I'm looking for a disc that I can't play anymore just because it's right there in front of my face.
Oh, there you go.
Right in front of my face. There we go.
Of course, the Pat Show is a very quick show.
Of course.
Oh, wait, no, it's continuing.
No, it's continuing.
Oh, okay, welcome to the Pat Show. I'm your host.
No. Pat? No, I lost my headphones. I just took them off.
Oh, you did take them off.
Well, here
you know
they're in front of my face, too.
You know the prayer to St. Anthony?
There we go. I do not.
Who's the patron saint of lost articles?
I'm not Catholic, dude.
Well, I know that. St. Anthony, please come around. Something's lost and it has to be found. It's true.
That's awesome.
I love St. Anthony. Well, in a serious note, in terms of St. Anthony.
18 million Warcraft discs.
You know, when I was looking for my birth parents.
Here, let's go through these, just so you can...
I said a novena to St. Anthony.
There you go.
To help me locate. And now here's the really interesting thing. my birth mom, Betty, who is Catholic, she received in the mail this prayer card dealing... It was a St. Anthony prayer card. Prayer to St. Anthony for lost articles or persons.
Okay.
And she didn't know why she received this in the mail.
Oh.
But this is after I met her.
Okay.
And I told her, you know, I said, oh, I, one of the things I did, besides, you know, all the work to actually find her, one of the things I did, I said, you know, I actually prayed to try and find you as well.
Right.
Spiritual component, if you will.
Right.
And I would pray to St. Anthony because he is the patron saint of lost articles or people or causes or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me kind of shell-shocked, and she said, you're not going to believe this, but I received in the mail this prayer card to St. Anthony. And she said, I don't know why I received it, but I started to pray it.
That's cool.
So the St. Anthony dealio there. And you have postal?
There's the postal disc.
I have postal disc somewhere.
Let's see what I got in here. There's some old games in here.
So you have...
So you have Battlefield 1942.
That was really fun.
And The Road to Rome.
That was really fun.
Now it's free. Battlefield Vietnam. Battlefield 2. So I'm a big Battlefield fan. And they come out with a new one, I think, too.
Quake.
Quake 4.
Oh, how many hours of Quake did we enjoy?
I got Call of Duty, Medal of Honor, Diablo 2. 8 million World of Warcraft discs, of course. For 5 accounts. For multi-boxing.
Oh, speaking of multi-boxing... I heard, well, when I was doing the PvP with my new PvP buddies, they mentioned that there was a DK multi-boxer, and he had, I'm going to get the number wrong, but it was like 15 accounts.
No, nice.
He had 15, it was like 15 DKs.
Nice.
And he would lay down, what's the area? Death and Decay, the area of effects spell, and just... 15 of them on top of one another, and whatever was around would just
die. That's cool. Myth 2?
Oh, I remember that.
I have Myth 2. It's on my kids.
Well, that was originally by Bungie.
Yes.
And then Microsoft bought Bungie.
Myth 1
and
Myth
Steve
2.
Jobs was furious that Microsoft bought Bungie.
World of Warcraft 3, Collector's Edition.
That was really fun.
That was the one you got me.
Yes.
Doom 3, Postal. Unreal Tournament 2003.
I remember that one, yes.
Star Wars Jedi Knights. That's way back when. There's Quake 1. Unreal 1. Quake 2. Quake 3 Arena. Unreal Tournament. There's Myth.
Myth was... I really liked Myth. That was fun.
Enter the Matrix. Oh, my God.
There is no spoon.
GTA 3. EverQuest. EverQuest 2. X-Wing Alliance.
I'm so far away from the mic. Oh, I gotta get closer here.
There we go. MechWarrior 3, which you call it now is Hawken, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Star Trek Voyager Elite Force. Look at that. Grand Theft Auto. StarCraft. Ghost Recon. UT Classic. And then I have a Dungeons and Dragons character generator software.
On disk.
So you can like just type in all your info and it just prints
that
it out.
That is really fun.
Silent Hunter 2, I don't know what that is. Tribes 2, that's way back when. And then some random...
I remember Tribes 2, wow.
Some random...
Remember King's Quest? I remember playing King's Quest on my PC.
Yeah, way back in the day. Trains, so funny. Going back to the whole, like, model... The guy who does the art, here's the... Where you can.
There's a company, I believe it's called GOG, GOG.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they publish... out of print games that are no longer available.
Oh, that's cool.
Legacy games,
right.
And they deal with the developers if they can and basically say, we will, you know, can we license them out?
Right.
And we will allow them to work on, say...
Current systems.
Software.
Right.
So Mac or PC.
Current operating systems, right.
And they're awesome.
That's cool.
We should get them on the show. Well, you know what? That'd be kind of fun to contact them and get them on the show.
That'd be awesome.
I talked to Charles. He couldn't be with us this week, unfortunately, because his relative is sick.
Oh.
So he's taking care of his
relative.
Sorry
to hear about that.
And Sal is working on a new webpage for his gaming project.
Cool.
So I said, he showed me the webpage. I said, well, when you get it done, we'll have you on.
Okay, sounds good.
So he was all excited.
Awesome.
So maybe, you know, we'll have...
Be great to have him on the show.
We'll have Charles sooner than later.
Okay.
And Sal whenever that gets rolling.
Awesome.
And supposedly we're going to be doing the Long Beach barbecue.
That's right. I think we're doing that in
this
a few...
Saturday.
Yeah, tomorrow. Saturday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Already tomorrow.
Got to get my barbecue on.
Yeah. So we got to find out if we can do stuff there. And,
yes.
If we do, we'll talk about that next week.
And if not... Then we won't.
Then we won't.
It's that simple.
We'll go to someone
We're
else.
Simple here.
It's awesome.
At the Matt and Patrick, we're very simple.
We're very simple. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back, and you got some ducks for us?
I do.
All right.
And squirrels.
And squirrel girl.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Give me 1 second.
No, we're back.
Hello.
You got 2 seconds.
Well, I'm always ready. You can take that however you want to. I'm always ready.
Hit us with some...
I'll hit you with some Squirrel Girl nuts.
There.
Let me take off my glasses. All right, here we go. This is duck advice. And we're coming to the conclusion... We're slowly reaching the conclusion of...
Of the ducks.
Before I speak of ducks, the students listened to my singing last week.
Excellent.
And when I listened to it, you said that you're going to...
I know, I was going to play it at the end.
At the end.
And
it never happened.
And it didn't happen.
I'm like, I got ripped off. I got taken.
I was trying to do our listeners a favor.
And I want to hear it. I want to hear what sound effects and stuff you put on there.
Yeah, I said, I went back
you
and listened.
You got to do this.
And you know, you want to hear a funny story?
Yes.
Okay, so my brother was in town last week, and that was really good to see him. And we were driving back from Palm Springs on Saturday.
Oh, because he went to the armor party.
He went with me and Mark to the armor party out at our patrol member's home.
I was taking a nap.
That was very fun. That was awesome. And Mark took some awesome photos.
Did he post them? Posted on his site?
He's still working on his site. I put them up on our Facebook page.
I saw them on the Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah. And put the watermark in and stuff. It was really fun. But what was really funny is we're driving on the way back, and Mark was really sleepy. He was tired. He's been doing so much lately with the cons and everything. So he was kind of dozing off, and I decided, oh, I'll play the Matt and Pat show. Because, you know, I got the speaker.
That'll really
right?
make him sleep soundly.
So we were playing last week's episode, and... Literally, we got to the part where you asked about, hey, if you fart with your spouse thing, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And before you said the word, the D-O word.
The which word?
The D-O word. That's D-O. Two words.
D-O?
You know, when you pulled the covers over.
Oh, yeah, the, yeah.
Don't say it. Anyways, oh, okay. anyways. What was funny was, is 10 seconds before you said that, my brother says... Oh, I wonder if Pat's going to talk about that and says it, and then here comes Pat.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was really fun.
Right on time. Right on cue.
It was really fun.
I have good timing. I'm always ready, and I have good timing.
It was funny. So give us some ducks.
All right, here's some ducks. Let's see. Duck number one. You can save a lot of money on car insurance, gas, maintenance, and parking.
If you switch to Geico.
By not switching providers, but by switching to a bike.
Well, duh.
I like that. I like our ducks.
That's obvious.
I like our ducks.
I just got to invest in some good legs.
Yes. Oh. Little waddles. All right, here we go. Duck number two.
You should ride your bike over here, Pat.
Yeah, it would take a long time.
It would take a long time.
I mean,
time.
Not even to say how exhausted I'd be. But it would take a long time. And potentially dangerous. Get hit by a stupid car, right?
Yeah.
Or a bus. All right, here's next duck. Confused between the red and green Millard Mimes. Millard is a type of duck.
Okay.
Make sure you're checked for colored blindness.
Okay.
Because they're different. They look similar but different colors, right?
Okay.
That's kind of a lame duck one.
That's a lame
that's
duck.
That's a lame duck one.
Pun intended.
No, that's lame.
Pun intended. Lame duck.
Okay, this is... Now we're back to the good duck one. This
okay.
good duck one. Here we go.
Okay.
On ratemyprofessors.com, look for the hot male professors. all of the hot female students sign up for his class. I like that one. That's a clever duck.
There you go.
Next one. I have to wait for it to load. Ah, here we go. If you need to rush somewhere, carry a fire extinguisher. No one will stop a guy running with a fire extinguisher.
You know, and I will comment on that, in that it has to go back to human psychology, in that one of the tips that I've heard over the years said that if, let's say, you're in need of assistance for whatever reason, whether it's there's a medical emergency in the family or you need medical help or someone's attacking you or whatever.
Yell fire.
Don't yell help me.
No, yell fire.
Fire.
Yes.
Because
that gets people's attention as opposed to help me.
Yeah, because you know, like you said, it's like you know, you see someone has an accident, and you get 20 people standing around just looking at the person, right?
Right.
No one's doing anything, you know. Whether it's calling of 911 or whether it's actually able to assist them or render aid or something. Yeah, it's very interesting how our brains work, in that help me doesn't make anyone help me.
No.
But yelling fire. Where? What can
what happens if you yell Matt and Pat show? They run away.
Oh, yeah. Everyone just die.
They just run away, scamper away.
It's like a multi-AOE fear.
It is.
All right, next up.
Here's the next one. Browse her... Okay, am I going to pronounce this correct? Pinteresti? P-I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T. Pinteresti?
No, Pinterest.
Pinterest?
Yeah, Pinterest. That's one of
the
social...
Well, I have my glasses off.
That's one of the social sites.
Oh, okay. What is it called? Pinterest?
It's called Pinterest.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need new glasses.
But we
I don't even wear my glasses.
Well, let's call it Pinteresti.
I like Pinteresti better.
Browse her Pinteresti.
What? Well, you know what I have on my mind. That's why I'm calling Pinteresti. Little squirrel girl, Pinteresti. Where she hides her nuts. And Este... Right? Did I pronounce that right?
Etsy. Etsy store.
Etsy. And how do you pronounce it? Gift?
GIF.
I'm still going to call it gift.
It's not even, there's no T.
I know, but it just sounds better, gift.
Here's
to
Mike.
Me. It does. It just sounds better, gift.
A gift is something you give to somebody.
Well, but you're giving someone...
How do you give someone an animated gift?
Well, I usually, send it in an email link.
But it's animated gift. And the guy said, the owner said,
I don't care what he says.
Well, I know. You can call it whatever you
want. I
want
to call it that.
You can call it whatever you want.
Pinterest. Pinterest?
Pinterest.
Pinterest.
Like pin interest.
Pinterest. Very clever.
Pinterest.
Pinterest. Oh, I said it correctly.
There you go.
Excellent.
Melon lemon.
Mallard. A mallard duck.
Like you said back in the... That was funny.
Well, here's what the duck says.
Yeah, finally.
Right? The duck's waiting for us to finish up.
Quack, quack,
right?
Quack.
And he says, he declares, it's literally a list of things she wants. So if you look at her list, right?
Oh, I see.
Her Pinterest and her Este. Is that right? Este? Like ecstasy. Ducks on ecstasy. So yeah, that's what she wants.
That's interesting. Well, I'm glad my wife's not on Pinterest.
Is she on ecstasy?
No, she's not on ecstasy.
Ecstasy?
Ecstasy, yeah.
Remember that song, White Lines? Remember listening to that driving to you and coming back in the carpool high school days.
It was about snorting cocaine.
It was all white lines.
Nice. I didn't even know that. I just took a guess.
Well, that's what it was. Oh, here we go. Oh, this could be appropriate for certain things going on within the world.
Okay.
People's lives that we know.
Okay.
If your girlfriend is noticeably angry at you and you don't know why, you need to work on your attention and empathy skills. although I'm gonna get in trouble for saying this, but I mean, women are very different. It's hard to really, it's hard to know what's going on sometimes.
The pastor that married me and my wife, before we got married, we met with him, and the first thing he said to my wife was, "Matt is not a mind reader."
It's very true.
So it's really funny. Really funny. Everything he held, everything he said, we took to heart. You know, and so things that he said, and unfortunately, he passed away now.
Oh, is that who? That's who passed away.
Yeah, yeah, he got like cancer, and that was it.
Wow,
he fought it, but you know, and to the end, even in his deathbed.
Well, I remember you said how people come to offer him condolences, or you know, and he was asking, support, and he's like, "What can I do for
what
you?
What can I do for you?" And he's on his deathbed, right? Amazing, amazing man. But it's interesting because. In a relationship as long as I've had with my wife now, you know, there's certain things that you can bring up from the past that will just tick each other off, right? Like, oh, you're gonna bring that up, right? Oh, you're gonna go there, you know, sort of thing, right? Just certain things from the past. You're like, you know, why are you even saying that, right? But it's funny because we can bring up things that the pastor said to us that day. And you just stop in your tracks.
And you're like, oh, okay.
I mean, that's how much respect that's how much respect we had for him.
Well, but also in one regard, how much respect you have for one another.
Certainly. No, well, yeah, to a certain degree.
But I'm
just saying the things that he said.
The advice that he gave.
The things that he said, we always
really
took
did
that,
take to heart.
We took it to heart, so.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Very.
And if I get married one day, then
I don't get in trouble if I quote him.
That's brilliant. I like that.
So, anyways,
insert foot and mouth.
That's our show.
Yeah, I'll leave some ducks for next.
That's
week.
Our show. Happy.
It is. That's our show.
Have a happy
that's
weekend,
it.
Everybody.
Squirrel Girl, go look her up.
We'll be back
she
next
was
week.
Hot. I mean, she is. I think she's my new favorite character.
Go have fun, Pat.
With
Squirrel Girl. And now we're going to watch V.
And Cashew Chick.
Yeah. Cashew Chick.
Cashew right. Chick.
And Night Elf Girl, right?
The singer who they based the Night Elf dance on, the female dance on.
Yeah.
I bought a couple of her CDs. She's a French singer. Oh, she really does have a great voice. But she has even greater moves.
There you go. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.
Yes.
Have a good one.
Yes.
We'll be back next week.
Yes.